Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Now, I'm going to introduce Chris Russo. Has never been introduced this way. He's the host of a phenomenal show on MLB Network, High Heat. He's also at Superstart, SiriusXM's Mad Dog Unleashed. He's going to be at Nationals Park for the next couple of days for the All-Star festivities. And he formerly worked right here at WIP Radio. Radio legend Chris Russo's online. Hi, Chris.
Angelo, how are you, Al? Good to hear from you.
See that? See, Chris, he doesn't even remember when we met many, many years ago at the very beginning of sports radio. You remember, right? Do you remember where you worked at WIP?
Of course I do, and I do remember that, Angelo. I did 10 to 2 for about a week.
Yep.
This would have been in 88.
Yep.
This would have been the 49ers and the Bears in that 28-0 championship game. And I came down, I did some shows, and then I went back to New York because I was in between jobs.
Yep.
And Jay Snyder said, why don't you come down here and do a week? So I came down, and I was either 10 to 2 or 10 to 1, but it was in the middays.
Yep.
I stayed at the University of Pennsylvania, and I'll tell you what I was most impressed with. The quality of the Philadelphia, the call.
Yep.
I mean, the calls were so good. I think we had six lines. The calls, this is 30 years ago now, but the calls were so good, Angie.
Yep.
So good. And I went back to New York, and then I came back down, you know, in the wintertime. This was in winter. I came back, winter of 89. I came back down. I went into Jay's office, and Jay said, boy, we'd like to hire you. We like you to do 10 to 2. The only thing is, you know, if we hire you, or it may have been 10 to 1, as I said, if we hire you, you got to make sure you give us a commitment. You can't run up to WFAN, which had also just started in 5 minutes. And at that time, Imus was getting into me a little bit. And so, and I was obviously from New York.
Right.
So I didn't take the job. But if it wasn't for Imus, who knows?
Wow.
I would have worked in, I swear I was pretty close to taking it. It was a little timing issue. If it was 2 or 3 months earlier, I would have taken it. I don't know what sort of contract it would have gotten, but I would have taken it, and I would have done 10 to 2 because you had, Eskin was doing afternoons.
Yep.
And so, I don't know if I get it was doing the mornings. It
Moderato.
Wasn't you, Angie.
Moderato.
Moderato. Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Yep.
So, you know what's amazing about it? We were talking, so Chris, we met you, right? And Al doesn't remember any of this, but we met you and I went, you know, and then I heard you and I went, wow, this guy is good.
Yes.
But I don't know if a New York guy would work in Philadelphia. You know, like they might always resent you because we really do hate New York, Chris. You know,
I know. I mean, I you know, for whatever the reason, Jay didn't seem to think that was going to be a problem because at that time I had that huge, and I wasn't established in New York. Remember, I was in Orlando and Jacksonville, and nobody knew I was, they knew I was from New York, but I hadn't worked there. I think you're probably right, but I don't know if it would have been successful. That's a good point.
Hey, hired two New Englanders.
No, I think it would have been. Chris, I think would have been. You're good, man. You're a superstar.
I tell you, Jay was willing to, I give Jay a lot of credit. He was willing to take a chance on that very fact.
Yep.
I'm going to put a young New Yorker here in Philly doing sports talk. I give him credit. And it was Tom Bigby was the program director.
Yeah. Well, I remember
that's
him.
The only thing. I'm not sure you could have survived him, Chris. He was tough.
That's a good point.
Hey, Chris, let me get to some baseball stuff because it's going to be a fun week. Are you getting a sense the Machado sweepstakes are getting near an end here? You think somebody's going to win this battle?
I think maybe he played his last can yesterday with the Orioles.
Wow.
I could see a trade by Wednesday, maybe Thursday. And I think it's Brewers and Phillies.
Wow.
I really do. Now, the Brewers have just lost 5 in a row.
Yeah.
And the Brewers last year got killed because the Cubs took Quintana, and the Brewers had a lead at the All-Star break, and then they fell apart. I think they will be a little bit more ambitious this before the deadline. They need a shortstop. They need pitching, but they also need a shortstop. I could see Milwaukee, Philadelphia. We all know the connection with the Philly folks upstairs and, of right. course, the Orioles. So you got to put the Phillies in the mix. I think Machado could be a Philly next year anyway. So the Phillies might say, we'll give up the next 2 months and we'll get him next year as a free agent. But I think it's I don't think the Dodgers are going to get him. I don't think the Diamondbacks, you got to put the Diamondbacks in the equation, but they don't have a great farm system. They did get Martinez last year, but so they're used to this, but not a great farm system. I don't think they're going to trade him in the American League. So to me, it's going to be Milwaukee or Philly. And I think it might happen by Friday. The Orioles are very slow to move, but I think it could happen by Friday.
Chris,
I really do.
How big a price tag? What's it going to cost?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to figure a couple of pitchers. Mm. I guess there's a couple of pitchers in the Philly organization. You know that organization a lot better than I do.
Right.
Milwaukee's got a good farm system. We all know that. You know, they're going to try to get the best they can. I don't know how desperate these two teams. I would think the Brewers would be more desperate than the Phillies. Phillies are in they're a year ahead of schedule. They don't have to win this year. The Brewers have the Cubs. They lost last year. So I think the Brewers would be a little more desperate, and I would think the Brewers would be a little bit more anxious to get him. So I would think that you're going to have to top what Milwaukee gives Philly. I'll give the Orioles, and the Orioles have a lousy farm system, and they need players all over the place. I don't know enough about each of his farm systems to see which one's to see what fits the Orioles' needs better. But I think it's going to be one of the watch would be the Yankees. But I think it's going to be. I don't think the Yankees will get them. Think it's going to be one of those two teams.
We got on the back page of Daily News this morning, Chris, we got Cole Hamels, former Philly, openly campaigning to come back here. Is he getting moved by the deadline?
Yeah, I think he will, and I think that would be a good move. I think they got a heck of a chance. Braves have not hit and have not played well. I don't think Washington's going to fire. The Phillies have done a very good job. They're right in the mix. You know, Arietta and Nola at the top of that rotation. But if you need bullpen help. So, you know, you can go out there and get relievers. But you can do that anyway. I think Hamels will get traded. I think Happ of the Blue Jays will get traded. I think the Yankees could be in play for especially Happ. I could see Oakland that's had a great first half. They need a pitcher. They got Edwin Jackson and they got, you know, Trevor Cahill in the rotation. I could see Oakland doing something. They've done that. The Oakland's played great. I can see the A's in the mix, but there's about four or five teams, Philly, Milwaukee, Oakland, the Yankees, you know the Dodgers will probably tinker. There's about five or six teams right now that are looking to move. The Indians, I tell you, don't be shocked if the Indians could be in play for a Machado, then they can put Ramirez at second base and have Machado play third. But the Indians usually are pretty conservative with their farm system, and that is he's never going to sign there long term. And I got Lindor to think about. But this could be an active next couple weeks in baseball.
All right, Chris. Now, everybody knows High Heat. You got to watch it. It's phenomenal. It's Chris with all the passion. It's so much fun to watch, Chris. But I got to tell you, you're known. I mean, you're a legend in radio. So I got to ask you a couple of radio things. Number one, is it more fun doing radio as the main host, the one guy, or is it better to work with a partner?
I think it's 50-50.
Really?
I think that, you know, when you're working with a partner, there's a teamwork aspect to it. If you get along with your partner, Mike and I, for the most part, did. it's overblown, but it's you got something to talk with every day. See, the thing on by yourself, Angelo, especially on Sirius, is that, you know, you have to find that common denominator that's going to unite people. And so sometimes you're out there stranded on an island, so you have you don't have that problem when you do the show with Mike or do a show with a partner. So that's the negative. I don't want to call it a negative. That's the difference with two compared to one. The one thing is you can do anything you want. If I want to do tennis for an hour, nobody's going to say anything. If I want to do World Cup for an hour, nobody's going to say anything. I don't have to break down a Yankee lineup. Uh-huh. I don't got to break down, you know, an Eagle training camp. I mean, you guys, listen, the Eagles right now are going to be a major story, but on Sirius, you really can cherry pick and maneuver the show the way you want to do it solo. So there are pluses and minuses both ways. I've done both for, I know I'm going to be a serious 10 years in September, which is
wow. Wow. They built that thing around you, and I, that
10,
other guy, Stern.
Years.
That
10 years. So, but both are fun. You miss, sometimes you miss the local angle where you can center in on the local teams. You miss a little of that, but you do like the flexibility.
I got to tell you, Chris, the biggest thrill I've had 30 years here was the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
As you should. That's, well, you were there 30 years, Angelo.
30 years. Well, 30 years. Chris, what's your biggest thrill in all the years you've been in broadcasting?
Boy.
Biggest.
Well, the Eagles, well, the 2010 Giants.
He loves the Giants.
You know, I love the Giants.
Yep.
That was big. Probably, it wasn't a thrill, but for Juice, the 94 Knicks and Rangers.
Wow.
They, you know, Knicks got the game 7. Mm-hmm. Rangers won the whole thing, first time since 40. That was very, very big. And I'd have to put the 2 Super Bowls that the Giants won, although I'm not a Giants fan.
Right.
But the excitement it generated, the 90 over Buffalo at Tampa, that was a tremendous shock. The Norwood missed field goal. Mike and I had just started on Sirius, but FAN about a year and a half, 2 years. And the one that the Giant Patriot won in Arizona with Eli's pass that Tyree caught. Those two, the Rangers in 84 and the Giants, those
good
are
ones.
The ones that I would that I would refer to. I'll tell you the other thing, too. This is a personal one, and I shouldn't even bring it up because it sounds like I'm being cocky.
No.
Last year, when they did that 30 for 30.
I love that.
Good job. I went up to ESPN with the day to promote it the day of.
Yeah.
And we did a four-hour radio show from there.
Yeah.
And I was stunned of the amount of calls nationally that I got that day just on sports talk and Mike and the Mad Dog.
It's a great 30 for 30.
Now, I got to thank you, because whenever I came on for hockey, you actually had good questions. You were the guy that knew the sport.
Well, I don't know the sport great, but I'll tell you a hockey one, Al, that you're like. When I came to New York in 87, and I came to New York for an audition before I was going to WMCA, and this is the winter time of 1987. I didn't know the New York teams as well as I should have, so I called Frank Brown, who worked for the Daily News, now works for the NHL. I called Frank Brown before I did MCA now, and said, Frank, Chris Russo, blah, 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 blah. You got to help me here with these three teams. So I've always tried to go to people who know hockey, because I can't do hockey solo. The other sports, I don't need the help. Mm. Hockey, I do. So I don't remember this in Philly, but I probably went to you a lot, Al, because I didn't know the Flyers that well. So I probably either had you on or I called you off the air to give me a breakdown on what's going on with the Flyers, so I don't sound like an idiot when somebody called up about the Flyers.
Chris, last thing, and I can't thank you enough. You know how much we love talking to you. I had Frances on a couple of months ago when he was retired. And
right.
He pretty much announced he hated it. All right. Chris, do you ever think of retirement? I know you're still young, but does it ever, you know, you're very wealthy now. Do you ever say, a couple more years, I'm done?
Well, I'll tell you, I was surprised Mike came back.
You were?
No, I saw him in late March. We spent a day together doing it. I took him to the network and everything. Mm. And I can tell he was itching, and he had a cold winter. He didn't get enough golf in. That young kid, so he was itching.
Right.
He was itching to come back. I could tell that then, and I said to myself, "Geez, I got to be careful if I retire, because I got to make sure I have enough to do to stay retired." So I kind of learned from Mike's thing.
Yep.
At times, I moan and groan about doing 2 shows a day, and I say to myself, "Geez, how long can I do this? I am 59, but I probably, as I enjoy the radio a lot, so as long as I'm still in the mix on a day-in, day-out basis and can get motivated to talk to the Angelo Cataldis and still be into it, I won't quit. Now, I have 4 teenagers. I have a 13-year-old, so I wouldn't do anything until he was at least, you know, near college.
Mm.
So that's 4 or 5 years. I'll be 64 I'm taking 12 guys on a golf trip next year, which will keep me into it before I'm 60. I probably got 5 more years left in me.
Wow.
Five more years.
I think it might be more than that, Chris. But anyway, it's High Heat. Watch it at 4 o'clock from Washington next couple of days. And you always listen to my next.
Let me give you one other thing.
Yep.
I don't want to hurt you guys at IP.
Right.
I did a town hall radio that's going to air today. I did it with Manfred.
Oh, wow.
I did it yesterday at 2 o'clock. And we're going to air it today on our network, Mad Dog Radio at 4,
right.
And MLB Radio Network at 2. I know you guys got your own shows. I'm not trying to kind of program it.
No,
but
I get
you. If you want to hear Manfred, he's an hour.
Well, is he worried about the state of the game with all the walks?
A little bit.
He is.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I think we all are, right, Chris?
They need some offense. But if you listen to that,
yep.
I think you're going to learn something. He was as good, and I've interviewed him a million times,
yep.
As good as I've ever heard him.
Chris Rizzo. Chris, thank you so much for doing this. Watch High Heat. Don't miss it at 4 today. You're the best, Chris. The best.
Thank you, guys. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.